A new scholarship is available to graduating seniors and those who have already graduated from Skagway School. The excitement was palpable as John O'Daniel, Hathor Fund Advisor, described the future of the Hathor Family Scholarship Fund in honor of Betty and Don Hathor. Slated at $10,000 in its first year, O'Daniel said he expected the available funds to grow.
From here on out, it's going to be well over $20,000 that we're going to be able to hand out to graduating seniors of Skagway. And what we want to do, too, is because all it stipulates that is it's kids that have graduated from Skagway. So what we'd like to do is also open it up for kids that are still in college, you know, because a lot of kids in Skagway get scholarships their first and second year, but it's the third and fourth is when they really need some help. So we're going to open it up for them to reapply.
The scholarship also allows Skagway graduates to apply for the funding later in life. O'Daniel gave the example of an adult who decided to pursue nursing school.
Yeah, we want to open it up to as many people and help as many people as we can, because that's what Don and Betty would really want to do.
Don and Betty retired to Skagway in the mid-1990s. O'Daniel said that while the couple never had any children of their own, they had thousands of kids that they raised. Don served on the school board, volunteered at athletic events, and with the help of the O'Daniel family, started the Elks Burger Feed. O'Daniel estimated that the burger fundraiser has earned the school more than $1 million over the past 30 years. The Hathor home was a social hotspot. 5 television sets welcomed football enthusiasts on Saturday, with the largest TV reserved for Nebraska. Fish feeds and card games were a regular occurrence. Jeff Kassler, who served as Skagway School Athletic Director, remembers the warmth and welcome of the Hathor House.
I can't tell you how many mornings during my activities director period that I had to go see them for one reason or another. And I would pull up to their house, and, you know, Betty would answer the door, and that house always smelled of bacon and sausage and eggs. I mean, it's just, that's what the house smelled like. And Betty, you know, I couldn't get out of the house, even though Don had already had breakfast and so forth. She would insist, you know, that I sit down, and Betty would make me a full-on breakfast buffet. And we would just sit there and drink coffee and whatever business, you know, I had to talk with the Don about. You know, Betty was just gold.
After her husband's death, Betty gifted Kassler one of Don's Nebraska Cornhuskers jackets. Kassler said he wears it on special occasions, and it still smells of bacon and eggs. The Hathor Scholarship is administered through the Juno Community Foundation. Applications are due April 22nd. A committee of 5 people who knew and loved the Hathors will decide who receives the scholarships. O'Daniel hopes that those who receive the scholarships have some sense of who the Hathors were.
The big thing is that even though if they didn't know Betty or if they didn't know Don, at least they had a couple people that cared enough about them to make sure that they were able to go to college. You know, that this was Don and Betty's dream.
O'Daniel said scholarship recipients don't need to cheer for Nebraska, but a little enthusiasm wouldn't hurt. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.